Hello and welcome to the Think Big Show. It's Tuesday and we're happy you've joined us on the Think Big Show, bringing entrepreneurs and business owners from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. I'm Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information about what we do at thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's with great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about keeping it super simple. JT, it's all yours.
All right, Mia, thank you so much. And to all of our friends out there, I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And today, I want to start off with a little bit of a story. Perhaps you've heard of this one. It's a story about the ant. The ant who has a job he truly loves. The ant absolutely loves what he does, gets to work early, goes to work immediately, and produces a lot. He's happy. Well, the lion, who's the CEO of the company, is surprised to see this ant working so hard, doing so well, producing so much without any kind of supervision. So, the lion, the CEO, he decides to hire a cockroach to supervise. Well, of course, the cockroach comes in and decides that he needs a secretary for himself, you know, to help manage things, to generate reports, to create graphs, and do all the informational stuff that he doesn't have time to do because he's so busy supervising the ant. Then he goes out and hires a spider to manage the archives, to monitor phone calls, to take care of customer support, to take care of all the stuff that hasn't been getting taken care of this whole time. Pretty soon, the ant is frustrated. Because now the ant is not only answering to the cockroach, but he's answering to the cockroach's secretary who keeps asking for all the information to put into the report. The ant has to answer to the spider who keeps asking for all the backlogged information for what he's been doing over the past several years. After a while, the ant starts to lose his passion, his productivity drops, the management starts hemorrhaging money, so they hire a consultant. The consultant comes in to fix the situation and ultimately reports, hey, you've got an overpaying situation. You're paying too much money for the money that you're not making. The lion ultimately fires the ant for a lack of motivation and a lack of production. So what's the lesson here? Now, we can draw a lot of lessons here. We could probably think, okay, let's not overmanage or micromanage our people. We might be thinking to ourselves, you know, if we put too much pressure on people, then pretty soon they lose their passion. But there's a couple of takeaways that I want you to get from this particular story. I heard the story a long time ago, and it never ceases to amaze me how this one particular thing keeps coming back to me, and that is this. You know, as solopreneurs, we're both the ant and the lion. We're both the ant and the lion. We have to straddle both sides, doing the work and making and executing on decisions. But we have to be aware of these two roles and carry them out diligently. And even if you're not a solopreneur, even if you've got a few people that work for you, and I'm not talking about VAs, okay? VAs do not count. I'm talking about actual employees that are on your payroll, people that are counting on you to pay their paycheck so that they can feed their families, right? You might have a few of those folks, but ultimately, we as the builders of our business, the leaders of our dream and our empire, we kind of straddle that line between ant and lion. And it's very important to remember that because there are times where we have to diligently play both of those roles. There are going to be days where you're doing the hard, heavy lifting. But if you can be like the ant and have the passion for that work, you can put out great stuff. We also have to have the oversight, the big picture, like the lion has. But we got to learn a few lessons from the lion. First and foremost, let's talk about the ant. Let's be the ant. Let's show up every single day with enthusiasm, with happiness. Show up with that sense of gratitude, that sense of purpose behind what we do. There's a massive difference between feeling obligated to do the work and feeling compelled to want to do it. Work, no matter what it looks like, if we work hard, if we put in the hard work, if we do the hard work early, like I was talking about yesterday, and we show up and we do the best work we can leave proud of what we produced, what we did, not what we got, but what we gave back. And as entrepreneurs, that's one of the most important lessons you can learn from this story, this parable about the lion and the ant. The ant showed up in the beginning and just totally loved what he did. But what was amazing about it is the ant didn't think about, what am I going to get from this? What am I going to have to do to get my paycheck? The ant showed up, loved what he did, and did a lot, produced a lot. Now, on the other side, we have to be the lion. We have to lead. We have to recognize the things that are not working, but also look at the things that are working and acknowledge them, foster them, and then leave it alone. There's an old saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But I do believe that you can refine things. You can get more efficient. You can be more, not just productive, but effective in everything you do on a daily basis. And that's where the leadership side comes in. You see, unfortunately, the CEO in the story, the lion, was more of a manager than a leader. Managing, trying to squeeze more productivity out of somebody who was already doing well, as opposed to refining what they were doing well so that they could do more of it and perhaps produce more of the outcome, produce more of the result. The idea here is that as the lion in our own business, when we're playing both the role of the ant and the lion, is not to be overbearing to ourselves or to the people that work with us or for us. We have to recognize the things that absolutely make the business grow. We have to recognize those things and do more of them. The result-producing activities, the hard work, the heavy work, the heavy lifting that we've been talking about. We got to foster that sense of love and passion for what we're doing, but it's not just about being passionate, okay? It's about finding the value in it. It's about seeing the purpose behind it. Purpose over passion, each and every single day. That's what true leaders know. And if the lion, in the case of this story, had just left that to be and fostered more of what that ant's purpose was, the ant would probably never have gotten frustrated and left or gotten fired. The other part about this is we have to keep it super simple. And I want this to really be the foundation of what we talk about today. In this story, you had two main characters, and then you had the other kind of role players along the way. Those role players only served to make the situation more complex. More reports, more graphs, more content, more data that they were trying to create simply to find out what was not working or what was working. When in reality, all they had to do is take a step back, the lion, and just allow the ant to do what he did and say, you know what, that's pretty awesome. Now, how can we get him to do more of that? How can we bring more of that enjoyment into the process so that he can continue to do the great work? Here's what you don't want to do. You don't want to follow the lion's example. In this case, it's about cutting the fat. I see a lot of entrepreneurs that try to overcomplicate their businesses. They think they need more stuff. They need 92 websites. They need a whole bunch of URLs. They need, they've got to go follow this particular marketing thing. So they go do social media, and then they jump back and they do offline. They do email. Then they do, you know, postcards. They say, oh, I'm going to do Instagram. No, I'm going to do Facebook. You know what? No, I need to do Twitter and LinkedIn. LinkedIn, that's where it's at. And they jump back and forth. Not only are they chasing shiny objects, but they end up chasing their own tail. And what's perhaps most frustrating about this is oftentimes we don't realize we're doing it until it's too late, until we're burnt out, tired, frustrated by the lack of results, and we start looking around and seeing other people doing well and think, what's wrong with me? What's going on? Why is this not working? In the end, it's about cutting out the fat, not doing so much, working on just the one thing. The prescription I give my clients is, let's focus on the one thing you want to achieve. What's the one big objective that you want to achieve over the next 30, 60, 90 days? Not 2 years, not 5 years, not 10 years, just over the next 30 days. Now, the way I like to think about this is if you've got that one prioritized thing that you're working on, your top priority. And again, the timeline is less significant, but I want you to keep it close. Keep it close to you where you are presently. So like I said, anywhere from 30 to 90 days from now. Maybe it's what you want to do to close the year out, for instance. But that one top priority. The question then you have to ask is, what's the one thing you can do right now? One action, one bold action that's going to move you closer to achieving that objective. One thing. Don't worry about the whole flight plan to success. We can create that and model that. What we're talking about here is the one action you can take right now here today. So if you said, listen, my main objective is to make my first sale, or my main objective is to make 10 grand between now and the end of the year. Fantastic. Well, what's the one thing you need to do right now, one thing that you might do today that can get you closer to that objective? Maybe it means making that sale. Maybe it means getting the feelers out there. Maybe it means creating awareness so you create that Facebook Live, or you create that video, or you create that email that you send out to your list. The point is this, is that you and only you can sit down and really think about this. Think deep. think to yourself, what's the one big action I can take today? It might be a frightening action. It might be a bold action. And frankly, the bigger, the bolder, the more frightening, the better. Because it's the high-impact stuff, right? The high-impact stuff that we oftentimes put off, but like we talked about yesterday, the stuff you got to do early. If you can just keep it streamlined and keep it simple, you'll move yourself closer to actually achieving the result you want. But so often we overcomplicate things. We think we got to do 92 different steps in order to get one objective. And in the end, that may be what happens, but it all starts with that first domino. That first domino has to fall, and that first domino is represented by that bold action that you know you have to take. Then it takes getting down to what really creates the results, the result-producing activities. We don't want to overstaff ourselves like the lion did and have all these people like the cockroaches and the secretaries and the spiders and everybody else that's involved. No. We don't want to overstaff our business with unnecessary stuff, especially when it comes to complicating our time. Remember, time is your most precious asset, so utilize it wisely. Invest it in the places and in the actions that are actually going to move you closer to the results you want. It's very easy to look at all the stuff out there and go, wow, you know, that one marketing platform, that's the way to go. That's what everybody's doing. And, oh, look over here. This guy's really killing it over here. This woman, man, she created some huge success doing this. And we can look at those things and say to ourselves, I'll do all of them. But what would happen if you focused on just one? What would happen if instead of piling so much on your own plate, putting so much pressure on yourself to be great at everything, you focused on just one objective, something you could execute on, something you could take action on, something you could move boldly toward right now. One top priority that you move toward, one action that actually gets you to move toward it. That's the thing to focus on today. Realize this, you can overcomplicate things and you can make things bigger and more complex than they need to be. But at the end of the day, just as Einstein said, any fool can make something complicated. It takes a true genius to make something simple. So simplify things. Strip them down to the bare essentials, the main point of what it is you really want to achieve. What is it you want to achieve? What is that big burning goal that if you were to achieve it between now and the next 30, 60, or 90 days, you would be ecstatic? Perhaps that thing that would prove to yourself that, yes, you can do this. Perhaps that marker, that checkpoint that you haven't hit yet, the one that you know that you're close to hitting, you just haven't been able to make it yet. Or that one that would signify something important to you, symbolically showing you that this journey you're on as an entrepreneur, as a leader, is meaningful beyond just the money, meaningful beyond just the accolades, meaningful just beyond the accomplishment. The real true meaning of what this whole thing means to you. If you could achieve that or something close to it, something related to it in the next 30, 60, 90 days, what's one action you might take right here, right now, today that would begin the process? That first domino that you know has to fall. That first domino that knocks over the second, that knocks over the third, the fourth, and so on, and it creates that whole chain of events that brings you the results that you're working toward, that helps you achieve that top priority that you're working on. The idea here is to not make things so complicated. The idea is to jump in and have something in place that you can do right now. So don't overthink it, but also don't back down from it. Don't overcomplicate it, but yet make it simple enough that you can take an action on it and then reassess and ask yourself, did that action move me closer? Did it create forward progress? Did it generate the momentum that I know I can continue to grow by following through and doing the next action and the next action and the next action? You'd be surprised how much clarity you get just from taking action. The action obliterates all the fear. The action obliterates all of the desire to procrastinate. The action takes away the trepidation and the anxiety. And the thing about the action is it also demonstrates to you, it kind of opens the door for what steps need to follow. It's a little bit like driving in the fog. If you've ever driven in the fog, you know you can't see the entire road in front of you, but you know the road exists. It's probably been there for years, decades, maybe longer. And yet just because there's temporary fog that's set in doesn't mean that the path in front of you doesn't exist. But in order to see that path, you have to actually progress through the path. And even though you can only see a few feet in front of you, as you progress, as you continue to move forward, the next few feet reveal themselves, the next few feet, and the next few feet. And that's exactly what happens when we take bold actions toward our dreams, when we take bold actions that help us achieve the results that we're working toward. We don't always have to see the whole big picture. We can have it in our minds, but we don't have to physically see it in front of us. Sometimes it just means having a little bit of faith, belief in ourselves, belief in the mission, and keeping things simple by doing one bold action at a time. And so today and every single day, I challenge you to decide what is it that you want to achieve in the near future, 30, 60, 90 days. What's that top priority for you? Something that you know you can achieve, something that will establish momentum, and something that you can build upon for the future. Next, ask yourself the question, what might I do today, right now, this minute that I can commit to that will help move me boldly toward that? And I'm not talking about something small. I'm not talking about something easy. I'm pushing you here. I'm challenging you. Do the thing that you know is going to be hard, difficult, frightening, something that's really going to cause you to have to dig deep inside because you know it's what you must do to get where you want to go. And then go. Simplify it. Streamline it. Cut the fat. Don't worry about it. Don't overthink it. Don't think you need more stuff. You don't need more resources. You don't need more advice. You don't need more motivation. You just need to get going. And you'll find that all that stuff fulfills itself. It answers for itself. And it's within you right here, right now, today. So go out there, my friends, be bold, and mighty forces will come to your aid. Go out there and get after it, my friends. This show is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And before I hand it back to Mia, remember this. No matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. I'll see you tomorrow. Mia, back to you.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day boot camp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers to you and your business through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Also, you can get the latest leadership tips, marketing strategies, and online training that will help you grow your business, as well as the updates to the Think Big Network community by going to facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Thank you for tuning in live, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.